Victorian leading burn specialist are preparing for an influx of patients. On January 26th, Dr. Dane Holden, burn surgeon at the Alfred Hospital. Well, obviously booze would be an influencing factor. Would another one be petrol?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, accelerants or petrol onto fire, whether it be campfires or bonfires, is a significant problem that we see, especially at this time of year.
All of us know that there's risks associated with, being at a barbecue with some beers. So how does it actually happen?
Well, there's definitely risks, but there's things we can do to alleviate risks. So often at a barbecue, the gas bottle might not be connected properly, the hose might be not functioning properly, all of those things. So it's really important that before the barbecue gets up and running, checking the equipment, making sure it's all in good working order, and in particular, once a few beers have been had, being careful around open flames or barbecues.
We were just having a discussion off air. All of us are worried, are frightened of gas bottles. Is there a better way of doing it than a gas bottle?
The unfortunate thing is, gas is a convenient way of having a barbecue, and I use a gas bottle barbecue myself, but I think the important thing is just being aware of the potential risks and mitigating those risks by ensuring that the connection is close and secure and there's no issues.
Of course, the thread goes the other way, doesn't it, Ross?
The thread goes the other way and it says open and close, and I look at it and go, well, hang on, where does that work? A solution would be to cook inside, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's not a barbecue on Australia Day, though, Ross.
I know.
What would you have us do, Doctor?
Well, I think barbecues are okay, and I think everyone should enjoy the weather and enjoy being outside. But it's just about being careful when you're doing it and making sure that it's not done in a dangerous and non-sensible way.
Mm-hmm. Are you working today?
Me? No, myself? No, I'm not, which is fortunate, but I know our team will be, and we'll be expecting a fair few admissions today, and we're very busy at the moment, so it'll add to the current very high workload.
So, Doctor, help me out. Is the Alfred Hospital a specialist in burns?
It is, yes. We're the state burn centre, so we're the hospital where all the major burns get sent to.
You just you said you're very, very busy, and I've noticed I've been keeping an eye on hospitalisations from COVID, and they are significantly down from up in the 700s to the mid-300s. What's making you so busy?
We're not entirely sure, but we're between 30 to 50% busier at the minute than we were year on year pre-COVID. And that's a number that continues despite life slowly getting back to normal.
Thank you. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so speculation, is it because people weren't looking after themselves during the lockdown and now they...
No, because the doctor said he's comparing it with pre-COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very hard. Most of our injuries are acute injuries that are occurring post-COVID now or in the post-COVID phase.
So have people become clumsy?
No, people have gone full Oslo. I think that's what's happening.
I think everyone's just getting back out to...
Yeah.
Trying to get back to some level of normal life, and there's more people out and about and more people doing things they haven't done for a few years, and when you get more people doing one activity, the averages suggest more people will get injured.
We thank you for your work. One last question. You are a surgeon, yet you are Dr. Dane Holden. Have the days of surgeons been called Mr. passed?
Yep, I think the tide has changed in that regard, and I think Victoria was one of the last places where that was being held on to. I go by doctor myself.
Good on you. Thank you for your work, Dr. Dane Holden. I didn't get time to ask him whether he was a yachtsman or not, because it would be good if a bloke called Holden ended up as a commodore, wouldn't it?